WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic calm. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind? Between work deadlines, social media pressure, and the ever-present news cycle, it can be tough to stay grounded. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon for finding peace amidst the chaos? It's not some fancy meditation technique or a mystical elixir. It's something way simpler: gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh, gratitude again," hear me out. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, what we want, what's going wrong. But shifting our focus even slightly towards the good stuff can make a world of difference. Today, let's dive into the power of gratitude and how you can sprinkle it into your daily life like magic dust, transforming your perspective and boosting your well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll hopefully help you see the world through a more grateful lens. First, gratitude rewires your brain. It's not just some feel-good buzzword. Scientific studies show that practicing gratitude actually changes the structure of our brains, making us more positive, resilient, and even less reactive to stress. Think of it like training your brain to focus on the good stuff, a mental workout for happiness. Second, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad. It's not about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. Life happens, we face challenges, sometimes things suck. But gratitude helps us acknowledge those tough times without letting them consume us. It's about finding those little flickers of light even in the darkest moments. A supportive friend, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, and recognizing their significance. Third, gratitude boosts your happiness. This one might seem obvious, but it bears repeating. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our overall happiness levels naturally increase. It's like shifting your attention from a bottomless pit of "I want" to a treasure chest overflowing with "I appreciate." Fourth, gratitude strengthens relationships. Expressing gratitude to the people in our lives, partners, friends, family, deepens those connections and fosters a sense of belonging. A simple "thank you" can go a long way. You know that feeling when someone genuinely appreciates something you did? It makes you feel good, right? Finally, gratitude is contagious. When we radiate positivity and express our appreciation, it inspires others to do the same. It creates a ripple effect of kindness and generosity that spreads through our communities like wildfire. Imagine that. A world where gratitude becomes the norm. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're rushing out the door for work, juggling your keys, phone, and coffee mug, feeling the usual Monday morning scramble. You spill your coffee on your shirt, again. You're already dreading the day ahead. But then, you take a deep breath and remember something simple: gratitude. Instead of focusing on the spilled coffee, you notice the warmth of the sunshine streaming through your window. You appreciate the fact that you have a job to go to, a warm home to return to, and loved ones who care about you. Suddenly, the day doesn't seem so daunting anymore, does it? That's the magic of gratitude. It shifts our perspective, helps us find joy in the everyday moments, and ultimately empowers us to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Remember, friends, cultivating gratitude is an ongoing practice. It takes time and conscious effort, but the rewards are immense. So, start small. Thank someone for their kindness. Appreciate a beautiful sunset. Savor a delicious meal. Every little act of gratitude counts. Keep those good vibes flowing, my fellow Stoic Calm enthusiasts. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of positivity. You know, the one who always seems to be complaining about their day? They might need a reminder that there's still plenty to be grateful for. Until next time, keep your chin up and your heart open to the good stuff.
The This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.